Well, it is home chewing all day, but then again, they can chat you a big sort of breakfast there at the McCure. So they've well and truly you've paid them back in the sponsorship in a big way. Speaking of which, interesting to see that some of these intra-Super Shoot Shield clubs are getting their act together and coming out of the scrub. That might be something where both you and Maggie's might get together and have a big day with the Shoot Shield club side over across the road, because certainly West have had that commitment there to the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, and they've been very successful with that. And that's another thing we need to layer over the top of that, is more of that elite footy as well.
Yeah, and talking to the guys at West, that's really in their sights. They want more rugby games on that field, as well as elite, good quality league. I know they've announced that they'll be looking for an NRL game, which is fantastic for the town, and they've got the Northern Eagles, which is fantastic. And I know they're chasing very hard on getting a Shoot Shield, if not one, two Shoot Shield games down here very soon. So, and it's a fantastic facility over there. I think some of the Sydney clubs that come out would really raise their eyebrows when they see what the facilities of clubs like Pounds, like Tam, I forgot.
Yeah, well, doesn't match the magnificence of Foreshore Rugby Park. But finally, Matt Kelly, what a fantastic job. And all the crew through the grades, Matty, Walshy in the lower grades as well, just been able to provide those kids to flow through into seconds, firsts and the like. And also just the way the club has bind in the loss of both Jack and also Kyle.
Yeah, mate, it's been a tough year, and it started off tough, you know, the loss of Jack, who, for those who don't know, was the captain of our under-17s, and he died unexpectedly of a heart failure, and a fantastic young boy, and it really rocked the club. And but Cole Easter, who at the other end of the spectrum, was about 60, but at a real club stalwart, who died not long after of a sudden heart attack. Those sort of things, whilst a real shock to the club, and they are a real shock to the fabric of the club, it's surprising how they make the club dig deep and really bond together, you know. And you've seen that happen this year, and it's been a real... You know, a lot of those boys have been playing for those guys all year. So, and just on that matter, I know really need to thank the ARU, Serious Injury Department. They've been fantastic in the background, offering assistance all the way through the year. They still ring me up, ask me how, you know, the people, the immediate family getting on, how's the club getting on, how am I getting on as a president and stuff like that. And they're always checking in and offering any help they can. So it's been fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, well, sure. Once again, you turn up, you walk along the sidelines in a grand final, you help yourself to a grand final, but it would have been very, very tough as it got so close. And warmest congratulations to yourself as the Pres, but also the club of Tamworth Pirates, another club championship as well.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's been a great year, and we'll pack her all up now and start again, start fresh next year.